I was not married.
You were not married then?
Not then.
Okay. Now, do you remember Pearl Harbor Day?
I sure remember Pearl Harbor Day at 6 o'clock on Sunday night. The Pearl Harbor, me and my wife was coming out in St. Paul Church. Mm-hmm. They announced Pearl Harbor. Yes, I remember it very well.
Did you know even where Pearl Harbor was?
Didn't know about Pearl Harbor.
Didn't know anything about it?
Nothing whatsoever.
How about?
1941.
Now, what were you doing then? I mean, were you working?
Oh, yes. I was a truck driver for the Burley and Barrow Company, and I was a bus driver.
I see.
At that time.
Right.
And at that time, that's what it was. That was 1941.
Right.
December 7th.
Right.
So that was it.
Now, after that, did you get drafted into the Army?
After this, here come my papers.
Right.
Greetings from the United States.
Right.
You're hereby to report. Such post. I never get that.
And when was that?
That was November in 42.
November 42?
42.
When you got your notice, where was the draft board?
Snow Hill, Maryland.
Okay, and you had to report there, did you, at first? Or?
Snow Hill?
Yeah.
To Snow Hill, that's
right. And did other people go with you? I mean, other men that were getting inducted? Where
just,
did you go?
Just who was on that list? Oh, yeah, well, that's who was on that list.
Right.
And it was 33 on that list, opposed report. That's Snow Hill, Maryland. I never get that day.
Right.
That was the county, 33
of us. 33 of you.
And we, some were there in the early that morning, train come by, had a special coach for us.
Uh-huh.
And we started Snow Hill, of course, people knew what we were, and come in and stay, so we stopped. People down our gears, and of course, we didn't know what was going on, but they waved us goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
A fellow named Jackie Pryor from Germantown, he's living there, we talk about it now. Mm-hmm. He was commander over, see that we got to him, to our destination.
Right.
Important meeting, he was the one.
Right. Is he related to you?
Jack, we're cousin.
I see.
He was the three boys that were brilliant, Pryor.
Right.
And we well, Jackie Pryor and Mickey Pryor, he's dead now. He was sorry about that mountain there.
Mm-hmm.
His wife still lived in Germantown. And Joe Pryor. So when Roger come out with this, we all three of them at the same time.
Right there together.
All had the first four serial numbers, which was 33, 38.
Mm-hmm.
But mine was 33, 38, 78, 79.
I see.
The only difference between us three was the last numbers.
I see. Now, you went from here to Fort Meade by train, is that right?
No, we left here, and as I say, we rode a train to Wilmington, Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got to Wilmington, Delaware with Switch. Then we went on Fort Meade.
Okay. How long did you stay at Fort Meade, do you remember?
No long, got processed, and went over thing, process.
Right. When did they send you after that?
That was a bit annoying thing. We was supposed to go up into Fort Devon, Massachusetts.
What'd you do up at Fort Devon?
Fort Devon, Massachusetts, that's where we joined. See, you must remember, World War II was supposed to be the last of all wars. You must remember that World War II was a thing, people don't know this, that one black, all black outfit with high ranking officers, with Spencer Brooks and all of the high ranking officers. But yeah, we had done. I was in Fort Seven, Devon, Massachusetts. And see what happened, they said there was some U-boats, German U-boats, up around in New England, running around.
Right.
And so what happened, this, and we was a regiment alone, which consisted of three battalions, that were our regiments.
Right.
The first, second, that's when I was in, and third battalion with all the equipment. 366, people don't know this, 366 empty regiment.
Right.
We were empty for it. And this were, you had to have an IQ or something for to be there. Why? Because that's one thing. A black soldier was supposed to be smart enough to write them things. Get that. This is true. This I know. So we were, and we were tough.
Mm-hmm.
Although our high ranking was full colonel, they didn't give me that. The general was Colonel Crane.
Colonel Crane.
Colonel Crane.
Right.
And he was a regular man all and all the time. He made a rank.
Mm-hmm.
He knew his business. He succeeded for our first war. We had a white pool color.
Mm-hmm.
And what they done, for some reason, they gave the white color, it was on abortion. And Colonel Crane took his place because he's the second commander.
I see.
Fort Devon Mass, okay.
Right.
So as master, we just patrol all the New England places because the U-boats were coming to them. And that was our goal. We trailed down a place, an airfield called Bradley Field. That was way down as far as Connecticut. We patrolled all of New England. We had all that done. That's what we done.
Right.
And we was, after then, for 20 years, bye-bye, here come orders. 366, move out in Fort Devon now. And old Colonel gave us, I'm telling you how this, old Colonel gave us order, December. I see the old Colonel now, he said, men, he says, you know, said we're gonna move. Said we're gonna have a Lord Mason Dixie line. But you know, men, said, you know how it is. You know how we are. It's a difficult thing here, men. It's immense as we go down to Maryland Dixie line. He said, but I won't hear the talk of no one man getting hurt. The phrase he had it. Mm-hmm. So we, after a while, we want to move out for it. After 16 months, I was supposed to die for the NC, but I joined for it. My job is old because I had a state outfit. So we had a motto. Our motto was labor conquers all things.
That was labor our, conquers all things.
Our motto.
Right.
So we moved out. And last week, boys going by, because we know we're going to be together. Boys, well, we'll see how I'm making things, we'll see. So we know we loaded up. And we went by train. And we went to Washington, D.C. I'll never forget that. Got in Washington, D.C. Then we loaded down and called Union Station down in Washington. We loaded and had to go over down north. Then we went down. I'm going to get down, get a train, because why? We're going to APA, Virginia on the news. APA, Virginia, out of Fredericksburg. That's where ABO, Virginia. We didn't know what it was doing, didn't know what happened. Well, this first time, Mason Dixie line going to tell us something now. So we'll all be summering down, waiting. By and by, the train came up. So this thing come up, well, they had a little car. And we thought we was going to have to ride for. I said, Hunker Bulwark. I know, Hunker Bulwark, Casablanca.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I was Hunker Bulwark. We're in Casablanca, too. So,
you and Humphrey, right?
That's the telegram. So finally, we gone. We had the tools hold. They said, man, said, this is very serious now. I said, you know, it was a whole outfit. He said, a black troops. It was a quartermaster. I said, every one of them. But killed here, but down here, in Casablanca. You have to be very cautious, men, he said. So why about how the time come? Okay, we had boxcars lined up for us all the way down. Boxcars, because we went by battalion, company, second battalion, first battalion, third battalion, all went. First battalion goes first, we had to stay back there. Then second battalion, see, I was in company E, that was second battalion. Mm-hmm. So we all go, let's go. We had to make it fast. This box car, loaded box, Carolina. Bye-bye. Nothing in there but us laying down. Can't move these box cars. We all, then, didn't know where we were going. After a while, the box car started up the garage. Didn't know what happened. So, I remember, really sick to see where we done it. See, we were a long way to North Africa, because we didn't know the next step was North Africa. So we finally, I was riding. They go a certain area, then we stop. And then you get the all clear seat up, singing up there. And then we stop and go again. So the man in Casablanca, then we stayed in Casablanca. And, I'm in some North Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Until such thing next order was, it was a bit Italy, because I know where it was.
Going from North Africa to Italy.
We stayed out for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Then before we got shipped out there, then went on and Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Place called Fuji, that's where we at.
Now how'd you get from North Africa to Italy?
Big train. A bigger boat.
Boat.
For the British and them had it.
You know? It was a British ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we landed in Fuji. Fuji was a employees with a place you went. Something like a tunnel like. Mm-hmm. And that's where the German had the long bum and all that kind of stuff going away. So we didn't know what happened, but we were similar in the 4th year. We were 15 Air Force.
Right.
And we just got in the planes.
Now Fuji was the main air base for the 15th Air Force.
That's right. That's right.
What did you all do? What was your job at Fuji?
Our job was taking over guarding on that 15th Air Force.
Guarding the 15th Air Force base.
That's right.
And this was just the 366 that was doing this, right?
That was our part.
Right. That was your job there.
Right there.
Right.
Of course, it's a big place. It was all a thing, but this we were all together. We had certain errors. Now see, what people don't know was that there were black, called the 99 Patroop Tribe, and they'd done great work, and that's why they wanted to go. They didn't say Mr. Roosevelt, she had a V in the name of it, and she even was whoop for support of them. Mm-hmm. And they wasn't it.
And what was the number of that outfit?
99 Patroop Tribe.
Okay.
And they also had a hate man with black.
Okay. Now, was Colonel Crane still your commanding officer?
Yeah, until we left, he all there.
Right.
He done all everything else.
Okay.
So we was doing, that was our job. But after a while, what happened was, the 92nd Division, they had all black, but the general was white.
Right.
And that was the division, we must remember that people make up a few. The division, they have, they call regiments. They got 3 regiments.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. And see what happens. So, 3 battalions, but that's the difference. Mm-hmm. So we stayed there and we just came on. And after a while, when it's 99 Patroop, Buffalo Boys came over there.
The 92nd.
They came back here. Yeah, they put them in an accident. Across the Arno River, they call it.
Arno River.
That's right, and that was a bad stuff place with young stuff in there. And that's where they lost so many men across the Po Valley. And that's why they sat down for the 366 to bring police up to take our place. In the police they had.
Military police.
Yeah, they took our place, and we moved up.
So you were going out as replacements at the 92nd because they had such a bad time up there.
No, we attacked them.
Attached to them.
Yes, we attacked them.
That's what I mean, replacements in the 92nd.
Yeah, well, you might say that, but that's what it was. I mean, see, that was the place to see what happened. See, it's 2 different things, I would say that. See, we attacked them. We were attacked to them. The 366 was attacked to them like the 442nd Japanese.
Right.
And American.
Right.
And you got to give sense to Dan Henry a lot of things. Why? Because his outfit come on around the right and we on the left. They moved up and they were attacked to the 92nd Division.
I said, the 442nd.
Yeah, that was Japanese.
Yeah.
That was Japanese. That was these Japanese things you read about that was in the Naval Cabinet.
Yes.
That's what. They was on the right flank.
Right.
Since then, anyway, yeah, that's what I'm telling you. He seen that's the worst time we did.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it. So leaving there, you know what happened now. Here's the ticket part maybe people never know. And this is part I hope all people in Washington, people in Washington, I hope you know this. Here we done 366. As Colonel Crane was a high ranking man, he had 3 battalions and all that he had, his responsibility. Mm-hmm. So they broke us up, sent some to the over in France, and then sent some of us back to the 92nd Division. They left 1 battalion. He was commander, General Robinson, he's dead now, but he got a son as a major general, that went on the front line with us, with General Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
And what I got people on, what happened was, they got in cute way. So, before we went up after them, they sent him back to the state, colonel.
Sent your colonel back to the States?
Said he was sick. He wouldn't say, he told us the story. He told us the story of what happened.
Right.
And what happened, and then all the, then we had three guys, West Point guys.
White guys?
No, black guys. We were still
three. Oh, West Point. Okay.
Yeah, this is what happened, see. And this was 366 down.
Okay.
This is George C. Marshall and all them. What's God doing? Well, this is what they done to 366. I didn't tell them that. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what they do about them. The 2nd Battalion was a great battalion. That's all Italian. They let us stay like we were. But they put us, you know, attack the ability to attack us as it was. So I remember that night with Brother Dust. I remember Colonel Robinson was talking to us. And a boy named Leon Duncan was the post name out there. Olin Washington, he worked with Burlington Brown Company, and he made brows here, and I hauled him, like Woody Watson. Woody Watson, because Olin gave me a message to tell Miss Woody Watson, and he'll come back. Said, Miss Woody Watson, that shows daddy. He always sent us a check. Me and Olin check. He did. Appreciation. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at the Colonel's word, he said, man, he said, this is it. And he told us to give a pep talk for one of them. They're waiting, going up online now. Leon, that's done, has his arm rested on my shoulder. And Owen has his arm rested on his shoulder because we got talking. I'm in the middle. So the colonel said, men, this is it, men. He says, the people in the States are reading about the 366 empire. Why, he said. Because we're all black. He gives that pep talk. He said, remember this, man, when you get up there, M1 will be your mom. The Bennett will be your baby sister. You know what I'm talking about. Men, and finally, I'm going to tell you, says, some of y'all are gone. Why? We had the body of fascists from a proxy. See, after Hitler got Mussolini, then it had become a fascist, and all the fascists was Hitler. And the proxy was us. Like, if we want to know something about God, we have all but he was a proxy. But sometimes, this is what happened to us. Sometimes, we thinking that we had a proxy, we didn't. That's why I continue a lot of time we get hung up in an ambush.
Because you thought you had a partisan and you had a fascist.
Yeah, and we had that a lot of times. Therefore, the law of God got killed.
Because of that?
Well, what happened? It was so many Germans were supposed in a certain area. And see what happened? That was the first patrol, second, third. But two patrols went up to a certain area that we supposed to have went. And then that particular thing went there, and we had the aides go there with them, and we had an area where we had a proximate. The proxy pulled leaders around, and he wasn't proxy, he was faster. He let them right around there. Then the Germans moved in there, had Burt guns, with 9 rounds. The Silmar, it's just like Burt guns. And the guy named Cuffin from New York City, he was aid. He supposed to, see, it wasn't supposed to bother him. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody done. That's that person. That done. All those guys, hold them. So then they spread them out and cover them. Then never could none of them come back. They all just sprayed them. That's all of them. And the blood and time went out. And that cover came back crying. And he's crying to do something. He told him, come back, soldier. Hold it, die. Let me get again. See, Germans take no black prisoners.
Right.
No black
prisoners. They killed the black ones.
They know the laugh at you. And then they had a woman called Axel Sally. She was from England for the war, and she went over there for it and got with the Germans. Mm-hmm. And she programmed them, boy. She know what they had to talk about. She know what it was. It was very funny with her.
Come information on. Was good, huh?
She know what she's talking about. One night, password was Buffalo, nickel, like I see you, and then know you. I said, Buffalo! You couldn't get that nickel, I'd blow you away.
Buffalo nickel, huh?
But I had to change that right quick. I have to watch, I never forget that.
Right.
I could tell her, boy, she told her something. She laughed, she had fun with her. We moved up, she knew it. And she said, well, look who we got here. That mighty 366th entrance. What are y'all fighting for? You're a fool. We had to take that.
Yeah.
That's what I started saying.
Yeah.
Say, you know, said the Pinto, said, you look at it. See, you came, it looks like, even come over here, war. Look there, the whites, where they at? Ain't no, you can't wait there, them. So what kind of, look at you, boy. Don't you know? And maybe 10 they had a fellow from Long Island, New York, back in there. Oh, you should know how we're treating them. We know it a lot, you know.
Yeah.
But that was their job, our job. And after that attack, after 44, Christmas 44, mm-hmm. After that attack after Christmas, the German sent us them leaves and all that kind of stuff, and have a good day and all that kind of stuff. That's why they made attack. Then in 45, this was another attack that we had. I tell you about it, I'm going along with it. And about this, this is when that we was scattering all out because they had. And I zero in on us, and we didn't know just what we got. We got disconnected and all that because of another attack. We called in for artillery, but artillery ration. We didn't know what happened, but those British had that 155, and they gave us some support. But that's where the man was telling us, I told us, you're on your own.
The artillery was rationed.
That's what it said, and that's yeah. What happened to us. Well, we didn't know what to do, but so after then, finally went there, and I didn't know. Then the next one we regrouped was Captain John Green. The Captain John never get we was down that attack. So then that forager got it, and us, like we are here now, they hit the target. Captain John Green, I stepped over him, he died. Robert Lee, he went and had his pocketbook out. He was going out in New York, talking to his wife. So I bet him, old Lee's having a hard year. I didn't ever put back in. And that's why I got all, that's why I came in. I didn't know what I was doing. I just went right in. I didn't know what happened. I had them, what happened to nerves? That's what the nerves were. I didn't know what. And so finally, a guy named Mickey did day down in Germantown. He started had a middle brand of alcohol. So Mick put me down in Foxhole, kind of get us out of jail, and I said, well, I had him because of the tag along. So he watched me, and I knew that thing that I was up in that fox going. Didn't know what I was doing. That's why I knew the Lord was me, and I run on my woman, and the colonel came down, and he asked me, he said, soldier, yes, are you there? I said, all right, captain. I said, how many killed there? I said, cat. He said, you. I said, well, and I didn't know what. We didn't see him. I went ahead, then they picked me up.
And you?
This is 45.
Yeah, but what you're saying is you were right there when your captain was killed.
We didn't, just like me and you.
Yeah.
And Robert Lee. Okay.
And Robert Lee, too, same thing.
We were there. All them
did he die, too?
He killed him. Oh. Never put him. Probably by talking to him.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I understand
that. That's why I know.
Was it an artillery shell that came?
88.
88?
Anybody ever know? I mean, you hear him, bye-bye, you stop.
Yeah.
You hear it. That was never going to be the
never forget them.
So that's what happened. So I went, well, then on the phase, and this is, I can't forget it, it was 45 now, in January. So then, after then.
Wait a minute now, Joe, let me ask you. Were you hit, or did you just, you were just close by? I mean, you weren't actually hit, or were you?
Yeah.
Even when the 88 came in?
No, I don't know out of them.
Okay.
I don't know what my service the next thing was. I had something that I wasn't supposed to be in the Army at all.
Right.
It was called a discharge tour. By me doing all this thing and what happened going on, it made it very like came out on me.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's all, that's one of why that I was in the hospital for 3 weeks or more. That's my call. Right. All this smoke down. Them nerve noise kind, this what they wonder why you that's what it was. So now this is 45 January, I remember saying.
Right.